Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 237. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Three guys on the show today. We're each going to bring a bunch of stuff, some apps and such, and hopefully you guys will get some good app ideas about what we talk about. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get right into the action, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Ciao, Steve. How you doing?
Ciao to you. That's Italian, right?
Sure. Yeah, I'll go for that. Yes, I can picture being on a Vespa riding over a mountain or a hill. Ciao.
I would love to have a Vespa.
Yeah, I picture like wearing like a white button down, like a shirt, like with the first three buttons down, like chest hair out on a Vespa down a hill with a sunset, drinking like a strong coffee. That's Italy. That seems like Italy to me, what they do in Italy. If any of our listeners are from Italy,
ciao.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Yeah. Ciao. All right. Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hola. I don't know.
That opens up another whole ethnic discussion.
I picture myself being... No. I'm just glad to be here. I got a couple apps. Probably not as many as Door. I think this is probably our empty the tank episode today. And I got a few.
Good. Yeah, it's usually like, starts out with me, no tank. Eric, little tank. Door, big tank. Which is fine. It's a good flow. So let me start off this show because I did buy something cool like 3 weeks ago and I can't believe I forgot to bring it to the show. In my old car, I used to have a Ford Escape, and I replaced the radio, and I put in a radio that had Bluetooth in it, built into the radio, and I freaking loved it. It wasn't just Bluetooth for your phone. It was, what's it called, A2DP? What's that Bluetooth? Yeah. So you could play any sound that basically comes out of your phone will play through my car speakers. I loved it so much, and then I got a new car, which is just the kind of bare-bones stereo, and didn't have that. So for about the last 3 years, I've been using that. An aux in cable, like eighth inch cable.
Yeah.
Inch. Oh, what a pain.
That's what I use.
Every time I get in my car. Dude, it's like this one, I had to get a long cable to go from, it's because it's under the glove or the compartment between the seats. That's where the jack is. And I have to bring it out and it gets, always got caught in this little seat mover thing under my seat. And it was a nightmare. I think I almost got several accidents trying to just put that thing in. So finally, I broke down because I saw at Best Buy this thing kept going on sale. A little tiny Bluetooth. It's like a little black box with an eighth inch jack coming out of it, basically. And it's a Bluetooth receiver. So you just plug this little Bluetooth receiver into the where you would plug the aux in jack in your car. And it's right between my seats in a little compartment. So I just put it in there. I close the compartment. You can't even see the thing. No wires, no nothing. As soon as I get in my car and Bluetooth is on, it connects instantly. Sounds great coming through the speakers, and I couldn't be happier. It's just totally wireless.
What kind of battery? Does it have a battery in it? Is it, how big is it?
It gets powered. It actually is a battery. The little thing it's got a battery in it. So I could pull it out and take it anywhere, but it also has a power jack, and I can go from a 5-volt USB, which is right next to my aux in jack in my car, a USB port. I could power it USB right straight into the unit.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So it's powered USB. So it's always on. It's plugged into the aux in port. It's out of sight. It's just right in the glove compartment thing. What's that middle compartment called? I don't know. The armrest. Like the armrest. And it works great. And it was $26 or $24 at Best Buy. And it's called, I think it's called Auratech. I threw out the box. I can't remember. I think it's like Auratech or Aralec or starts with an A. Check it out, man.
Yeah. I wish I had a USB port in my car now.
You don't?
No.
Well, no. You don't really need a USB port. You need a
cigarette lighter with USB. That's what I use.
So I need a splitter. I have two of them. One going to my phone to keep it charged, and one going to this Bluetooth thing to charge it. That'd be okay. I guess I could do that. But that's still two wires to me.
Yeah. Well, so Steve, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So you didn't go to podnuts.com/Amazon for this device?
No. I totally
did. Did you find it on there? door?
I don't like the shop online door. If I was going to buy it online, I would definitely go to podnuts.com/Amazon. I thought everybody goes to podnuts.com/Amazon.
Apparently they don't. I'm just saying.
Well,
they have it on Amazon though, right?
They have everything on Amazon. I don't know how I feel about this. Because I do use the aux, which is technically not an 1/8-inch jack, Steve. I found out it's a 3.5-millimeter jack. Let's get it right. I like the idea of this, but I only have one USB in my car, and that goes to my phone. So I don't know. I have to get like a dual cigarette lighter USB.
Oh, yes. I power my phone through cigarette lighter USB.
Yeah, I actually got a new Trent one. I got a new Trent one that has a splitter, has two of them on it. It goes in. I think one of them might have more power than the other. Like one's for charging an iPad and one's for charging an iPhone or something like that. Whatever. But new Trent's pretty cool. They're this kind of this. I think they're around the same kind of company as Anker. They work together. And when I was beta testing stuff for them, this is one of the things they sent me to. It's been great. But I'm just used to, as soon as I get in my car, I plug in with the S3, and I hope this doesn't change with my old phone or my next phone. I plug in the bottom, I plug in my USB, and the top, I plug in my aux cable, and I roll.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to not plug that in?
I still got to plug in the USB for the power, probably. My phone doesn't spend much time off the jack, really, you know. And maybe when I get a new phone, that'll change too.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I really liked it. My other car, there's no wires. You don't have to plug anything in. It's awesome. You should try it.
Do you plug your phone in now, or not? You don't then, do you?
I plug it in for power, but not for audio. No way. Not with the Allura Tech. And that's what it's called. It's called Allura Tech, Allura Tech.
Got it.
iStream dock-free Bluetooth audio receiver with RCA cables included, -black.
Okay, so do you always have to have power running through it?
No, it has a battery in it.
And how long would you say that battery could
last? Up to 12 hours of playback using internal lithium-ion battery.
Okay.
But why? I don't use it for that. It's always plugged in for me. I have no intention of taking it out of my car.
Yeah, see, I would then have to buy this, but and I've seen cigarette lighter USB adapters kind of thing where it has two USB ports on it.
That's what I was just I was just talking about. And hey, dude, good job on your purchase. Amazon.com/podnuts. I messed that up.
Podnuts.com/Amazon.
$42.84. And not even Prime.
I look at it. I see $22.
What? I see $28.45. We all got different prices.
Wow, they've been ripping me off. All these? What?
That's what I see.
Yeah, change my shirt.
So that's my contribution to today's show. Let's see what Eric has in his tank.
I got nothing compared to that, man. But I do have a Cody Cooper-ish application for us all. This is called Essential Anatomy 3. It's a $24.99 app in the Play Store. It was part of Amazon's $100 worth of app giveaway about 2 weeks ago. This is a pretty, you know, about one quarter of that whole giveaway was this app. But I'll tell you what, man, this is a really cool app. Basically, you start out, you open the app, you start out with a skeleton, and kind of like mapping, you can add layers to it. So you can turn layers on and off. Basically, you can add like muscle tissue, and on the muscle tissue, since there's so much muscle tissue, you can add more and subtract some. You can add like a first layer of muscle, and then another layer of muscle, and then another layer. And then you got arteries, veins, nervous system, connecting tissue, respiratory parts, digestive system, urinary tract, and lymphatic system. You can add all those to your skeleton, and then you can rotate it any direction you want in total 3D, and then zoom in and zoom out as much as you want. So you can see basically every single part of the human body. I don't know how this could be better, honestly.
It looks pretty amazing for what it is.
You can mark it up, take notes, learn about different parts.
Easy answer. How can be better, Eric? You plug little connectors up to the feet and to the head. You run it through a computer and you make a woman. Wait, that was an 80s movie.
Yeah, this does look like this stuff kind of freaks me out. I don't like seeing muscle people have made a muscle like this, but for what this is, it's amazing. It really is amazing. You got this free on Amazon?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, this was one of them. It's worth looking. I think it was Chuck that had alerted me to these free apps that day via Google Plus.
Wow.
Chuck Green, killer. Thank you, sir.
That is an amazing app. Incredible screenshots.
It's an incredible app. I mean, it's really good. I'm not into this nearly as much as my wife is. I haven't shown her this app yet because she might not get my tablet back to me. She's really into health and knowing about the body. And, you know, I just, if it ain't broken, don't fix it myself. The less I know, the less I see a doctor, the better, I think, personally. But
well, Eric.
Well, what?
Nothing. I'll just say you could use this for inverse so you know better how to break somebody. I'm just saying.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. This literally looks to me like something that would be required to purchase for a first year something student in college. I mean, this is really ridiculous level of detail and layers of anatomy.
Yeah.
Very cool. What else you got there, Eric?
Oh, yeah. This is a speed round, isn't it? Okay. So when you're doing Street View, you know how you like look around and then you like press forward to go down the street a little more and things like that. If you ever want to smooth that out and make it more of like a seamless panorama of where you're at on Street View, I've got an app here called Street Panorama. Street Panorama by Expert. This app is free, I believe. I installed it and I think it's free. And basically it gives you a split screen, or you can go full screen, but you can pull up your map and it loads up the regular street view, but it kind of meshes all of the street view pictures together and makes it a little more seamless when you're looking around in street view.
Yeah, I've never been happy with Street View's. God, I lost the word. Like the seamlessness.
Yeah, this might be a good app for you then. This might help you with that. It works well. I mean, if it bugs you, this is a good one.
Hmm.
One thing about Street View, they recently updated our Street View through our town. I think I might have talked about this before, and I followed the Street View car for quite a while. Did I tell you that? So like half of our town, you can see my Nissan Cube. And a lot of times you can actually see my driver's license plate. So check that out. They didn't do a very good job of masking that as they should. I don't care, though. But unfortunately, through a lot of our town, there was a leaf stuck to the camera. And almost every picture through the whole town, you see a leaf in the image. I guess you'd think, dude, you know, there's a really old lady driving it, the car. I don't know if they have like an inside screen that tells you, you know, what you're taking a picture of right now. But she obviously, if she had that screen in there, she didn't look to see that there was a leaf stuck to it the whole time.
Dude, she probably got sacked.
Oh, yeah. She's probably moved over to some kind of
Bing?
Teamster position at Walmart and
Bing. People greeter. Yeah, she got kicked over to the Bing.
That's a little cruel and unusual punishment there, going to Bing.
Okay, so what I'm guessing really all this does is it does a better job of preloading images, because with the regular Google Maps, it's image and then when you do anything, load, load, load. So that's what I'm going to guess this does, because it looks like, you know, you hit a spot on the map and you have a complete instantaneous 360 look of the view. Can you actually move down the road while you're looking at this, Eric?
Well, you can hit the,
like, you know what I mean?
The same way you would normal Google. You still got to hit the button, but it makes the transitions even forward a little nicer. It's just, you can zoom in everywhere. I guess you can do that in regular Google Street View. It's just, I don't know. I don't know exactly what it does. It makes it smoother. I don't know. I'm not sure how it does it, though.
Okay, well, I'm a fan of it, to be honest. When we were up getting ready to go to Cambridge, Massachusetts, I was on the bus. I literally loaded where the hotel was in Street View and like looked around and, you know, found, well, if I come out this door and turn that way, there's where I need to go for this, and, you know, kind of thing. So I could get a little bit of a bearing for it. And it was a cumbersome process. It felt awkward when I was doing it on the normal Google Street View map.
Cool. This is a good one, Eric.
The split screen kind of adds something to it too. It makes it easier to move your pointer from one place to another place in the same town without having to go all the way out of Street View, back to maps, back into Street View. That's a bonus.
I tell you, Google Maps on a desktop, not on a tablet or phone, annoying. Those drop downs that bring down all that information covers half the map. I don't know what they're thinking. I know. You don't like that either, right?
And if there's like if there's pinpoints, like say there's a certain business, and you can't get rid of those little pins on your map, they're in the way. And then you got the box that tells you what that pin is. You know, like the coffee shop, and then you can't see what's underneath.
And that box is huge.
Yeah. I totally agree. There's some UI work to be done.
Yeah.
All right, my last app.
I mean, the nerve of them
to give us this
make such detailed maps of the entire world and have those problems in
it. And to drive on every street in the town, give it to us for free, a picture of that we could just... How could they have such a big text box? And index the entire internet so we can seamlessly find what we're looking for in seconds. No. What the heck are they thinking?
We should write a complaint and fax it to them.
No. Online petition, Steve.
Oh, yeah. To give the power of my last laptop in the palm of my hand with all these free apps on their Play Store.
I know, man. They're not thinking. All right, what else you got?
This is my last app. I'm going to end it up with a game app. It's called Star Connect. I'm not much of a gamer, but my wife actually took this one and ran with it. There's a bunch of stars, kind of like a constellation with the backdrop of space, and then there's like a, you know, moon and little satellites and spaceships and stuff, and they make little buzzing noises. But the whole object is to take constellation type lines and line up the stars with the lines. You only have certain pivot points. You have to move the line to cross on top of all of the stars to move to the next level.
So you're making constellations, basically.
Yep.
Neat. I like it.
Yeah. It's an easy game. I mean, it is for a little while until you get to level 40. I think we're on 42, which is impossible for me anyway, and her. So it's caught up to her. I was done after maybe half of that many levels.
Yeah, 42 sounds a little high for me.
Yeah, that was definitely not me.
That's pretty awesome. The reviewers are complaining about too many ads. They say, bring it down a notch, por favor. Was there a lot of ads on it?
Not enough that I really remember it being annoying. I mean, I'm sure there's probably an ad at the bottom constantly, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like an ad bar. Yeah. You know what? I bet you when you end the level, I think there might be an ad you have to X out of. Which is,
makes sense that you would forget about that. Probably didn't end too many.
So many games are like that anymore anyway, though, you know? It's just kind of par for the course. I'm not going to knock somebody for giving me a free game and have me watch. Oh my goodness, you guys, you give me this free game on the Play Store and you have the nerve to put an ad in there and try to get some of your time and money recouped from. Yeah, no.
Aren't we complaining?
I'm this not episode? Complaining about that.
Cool, man. Dory, you got anything on this?
Simple name, easy name, and honestly, I like the graphics.
Yeah, me too.
And it is level 42 that I'm stuck on, so give me a shout out when you beat that one.
All right. Cool, man. Everything else,
Eric? That's all I got.
It's a good tank, thanks, though. I like it. Well-rounded. All right, Dor, what do you got?
Okay, what I'm bringing this right here, first one, it's technically not a game. It's a connected to a game app. Game app. App. The guys from Bungie, guys who made Halo, one of the biggest, most successful games of its time. Yeah, of its time, it was ridiculously popular. Okay, absurdly ridiculously popular. Then the guys got basically bought by Microsoft. They came, they worked for Microsoft. They then said to Microsoft, "We don't want to work with you anymore. We'll make you a couple more games if you let us go." Okay, that was basically the deal they arranged. That, from what I believe. So the deal is pretty much done. Bungie is now going to release their next game. This next game has been taken 5 years to make. Your typical big blockbuster game, Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto 5, whatever, is like a 2 to 3 year process. This is a 5 year in the game making process. This is not normal. Okay. This game also is being estimated to take $500 million to make. So this game has no choice. It has to be successful. Okay. Their next game is called Destiny. They've already released the alpha and the beta, and now there's an Android companion app. I can't tell you much about this game because I'm not a gamer and I don't have time to play it, but I expect it to be huge, ridiculously big, popular game, i.e. it might benefit a lot of people out there to have this app on their device. The game is supposed to be like first-person shooter-esque, but with the addictive nature and back spine, if you will, DNA of like World of Warcraft. So young gamers, you're warned. We might not hear from you for like 3 years.
For a game that's still in beta, this has got a lot of downloads. 19,000 downloads for a game you can't even, for a companion app to a game you can't buy.
No. 19,000 reviews. If you page down to the additional information, 100,000 to 500,000 installs. The alpha was out. The beta got 6 million active users on it. And it was just a beta. And the beta was free. So they're definitely doing the right thing in the hype buildup category for it. And to be honest, Bungie has been around. They're not new to this. I think they're going to do this right now. I think it's going to be a popular. It's going to be a good game. I don't know if it's going to be as popular as they want it to be, but I definitely think it's going to be popular. And the video I saw of the game, whoa,
looked really
quite high on the scale of quality, I'll say.
The only thing I didn't like about Halo was it was just too much, man. Call of Duty is one thing where you're just running around shooting, but then to throw jetpacks on and go in another dimension up and down on top of it, I couldn't handle that.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Halo, part of the reason it was popular was there was no quote-unquote real blood in it. You were killing bugs, so there was green liquid coming out, so it was more quote unquote family friendly. That's what I believe. I don't know. Okay, this next one is a game. Okay, let me fix my URL real quick because it's filled with junk and garbage. Okay, the game is called Battle Heart, all one word, and it's by Mika Mobile, is the best way I can pronounce this developer name. This is a old-ish style RPG game. The graphics are actually a little bit bumped up compared to classic old school gaming, but the game flows really, really good, and it's much more modern in the way that the gameplay is done. It's not necessarily turn-based. It's almost like attack as fast as you can, but your attacks are basically automated. So it's more like World of Warcraft. Tap, tap, and you just endlessly attack. $2.99 game, no in-app purchases. This is going to be a running theme for me for a while. Cost okay. money, no in-app purchases. I'm very content with paying money for something, especially with no in-app purchases. I'm going to buy this, put it on my son's game, and I will say this has been out on iOS for some time, and it got at least some popularity. I don't know how popularity, but at least some.
I like all the bad guys. The animation of them are really cool.
Yeah, the animation in general is great. And if they're just standing there, they breathe. They have like breathing animations. It's like it should be 8-bit, but it's very sharp and crisp.
This app's been out for Android for a while, since August 16th, 2013, it says on here. That's pretty good.
Battle Heart.
Yeah, I don't know how it skipped my radar. But yeah, Battle Heart, H-E-A-R-T.
Very cool. It's now compatible with Evo 3D and the HTC Sensation.
Yeah, so I don't know how we missed it. I don't know. Okay, next game, nothing like that, except for it being a game. Okay, this was also big, huge on console games, and this is by official Warner Brothers International Enterprises. Batman Arkham, I believe it's called, Origins. I'm not obviously a big gamer, but this is a very popular chain of games on, I believe, Xbox 360, PS3, PS4, Xbox One, whatever. I don't know. But it's Batman, so it has to at least be kind of good. There's unfortunately no video in the Play Store for this. I have no idea who is responsible for this game in Warner Brothers, but it's for it to be in the store. But you, sir, miss, need to be fired.
Plus, both screenshots are identical.
Yes.
So the first two aren't even, they look like they're like movie posters, and then you get to the screenshots later. But what is it with these big companies doing such a horrible job in the Play Store? Isn't this like 2 weeks
having,
in a row?
No, they have like, no, it's most of the apps by the big companies, because they literally have like temp employees or something doing it. They sub it out to somebody, I guess. I don't know. But no, all three of the first pictures are technically different. They're the same picture, but they ever get increasingly wider. Like the first one is like 4x5, then it's like, 9x4, then it's 16x9, whatever, you know what I mean? It's really bad. Poor attempt there, Warner Bros. But the game itself looks actually pretty cool, and it's a completely free game, does offer in-app purchases, aka not going to be on my son's tablet, but I think it's fun enough to mention at least, and it is Batman after all.
I just wonder if they know where their bread's buttered, and they spend all their time on Xbox, and this is just the side thing. We'll throw this on the Play Store. But I tell you what, it gets great reviews. One guy says it's nearly perfect.
No. Part of me believes it like this. Okay, if you go to a Yugo dealership, okay, you got to have a really good salesman there, really good salesman, in order to convince you this is in fact the car you need. You go to a Lamborghini dealership, the guy's like, oh yeah, this car, it's a Lamborghini. It's a Lamborghini. You know what I mean? Like the car sells itself, kind of thing. Yeah. Dare I say, an official thing with Batman in it that doesn't get taken down from the Play Store, that is a game, I think would have some kind of natural popularity. And I think they're just banking on that.
The rest.
And it worked at least with
resting on their laurels.
Yeah. I don't know what a laurel is.
I don't either, but they seem comfy.
We went through this, guys.
Was that not?
We did.
I said what it was, and then Dor showed me the Wikipedia, which I was close, but wasn't exactly right. All right. Next step.
I think you're from the future and don't know it, sir. Okay. This next app is called Second Screen. It's a free application. Okay. Requires root. What this really lets you do, okay, it lets you, if you have an HDMI out to your device, you're using MHL out from your device, or you're doing some kind of remote from your device to a larger screen, what this app lets you do is change your device's resolution to better fit that screen instead of having gigantic icons on the screen kind of thing. This says very clearly this is for AOSP or stock Android ROMs only, not TouchWiz stuff, not, you know, no. This is only for slim devices or Nexus devices, I'll say. This, I know, is only going to have a very small install niche, but I don't want to mention out there because we do have some root people on our, you know, download feed.
Well, what resolution is usually higher, the TV or the device in general? What are devices' resolution normally?
I'm sorry. This changes your resolution and density. Okay. If I had to guess, the resolution on the phone is probably higher, but the density on the television is higher. If that makes any sense.
So if you were to cast your screen, does it work through Chromecast too if your screen doesn't look right?
If you have mirror cast available for your device, which Steve, you should have by default because you have a genuine Nexus 5. Mine, I still have not taken my OTA update, which it might be available in there, but I'm still waiting to make sure I can get root. Nexus devices, brand new devices like the Samsung Galaxy S5 that my wife has, I'm sure has it. Also, I'll say this, I forgot to mention. Extreme battery savings mode was available only on the M8 from T-Mobile at launch, which can make your phone last literally 16 days. Okay.
Whoa.
Other carriers have opened it up a little bit on that device, but now I didn't even realize my wife is on Verizon, has a Samsung Galaxy S5. She has extended battery as well. When I turned it on, she was at 70% battery and it said 9 days of battery usage. But of course, it's not how she wants to use her device. So I just said, look, if you're out and about and you're afraid you're going to run out, this is at least a way you can get that extra hour, 2 hours out
right.
of it and not have to stress. So it's a good option for her to have. And it's called Extreme Battery Savings. Newer devices, I heavily implore people, check it out, play with it. Because she didn't know it was there. Neither did I until I saw a horrible Samsung commercial on the television set.
It worked.
Cool.
Yeah, unfortunately, it worked good. Okay, I got one more I'm going to bring out here. This is not a root app, but it's almost always a root app, which is why I'm bringing it. It's a pleasant change of pace, I'll say, at least in my little mind, if you will. It's called GDM Full Screen Immersive Mode. This is
GMD.
Well, I'm sorry, I said GDM, sorry. Right. GMD, Full Screen Immersive Mode. GMD is basically the developer Good Mood Droid, which I would have just called it Full Screen Immersive Mode, but that's just me. This gives you the ability to hide your top notification battery time bar at the top and give you the ability to hide your on-screen back home and reset menu button, which I'll say this. If you're not ready for it and you run this app, you will be stuck in an app like forever. Yeah. Okay. So you either have to have a home launcher, a side launcher or something. I believe you still can pull down the notification bar. If you just drag it on the top, it then reappears. But to someone not knowing loading this, you might be mad and upset.
It's cool that there's this option, but I need that stuff.
I think it.
I mean, at least the top notification bar. Got to have that.
Well, I'll just put it like this. When you watch a full screen video, Steve, you can go across the top of the video. You can get your notification bar back. It's not really gone. It's just not taking up physical space until you need it. I'll say this.
When you watch a video, it goes away anyway. And you don't have to install this app. It goes away.
This is just every other app, I think. And you can set it to only activate for certain apps. So you can say only activate this mode when I launch the Chrome browser or Voxer. Or something.
And I would like that.
Well, and you can say when I load Voxer, only get rid of my home row, back home, and
nice.
The recent, but leave my notification bar.
I like these
options. And here's the thing. With certain apps, that little bit at the bottom makes a complete huge world of difference.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I think it would be nice to have a toggle. You can turn this on, turn everything off, and then hand your phone around so everybody can see the birthday pictures. Don't have to worry about anybody accidentally hitting something and getting out of your gallery, like your mom. Like every time you hand your phone to your mom and she, what happened? No, you're still in the gallery. Oh, and then, or, you know, your brother-in-law. Oh, I got his phone, man. Let me see what's going on in here. You know, you can turn all that off. They just can't get anywhere. Stuck in.
Let me go in incognito mode.
Yeah. So, no, that's cool.
Yeah, I like this. Very cool. Now that I understand it fully.
Well, and I'll just say this, to be quite honest, if we had a quote unquote app of the week, this would definitely contest for app of the week.
Yeah, I'm with you. Awesome, dude. Nice tags, fellas. Very good show. Very good show. All right, let's end this baby off. Dor, would you like to say anything to the folks before we end off?
I just want to tell people, don't forget, if we double our downloads, I don't know, something will happen.
I forget too.
We'll say the app names is what we said, Steve.
Yeah.
I want to seriously just take a second out, and I wish I could remember everyone's names. John Wilkinson, Sean Johnson, Captain Zero, Tom Zach, Todd, Willem. Everyone who sends us emails, everyone who communicates with us, everyone who hangs out in the communities, in the Reddits, everyone who basically is a part of Podnuts, you guys are my brothers, and I seriously want to thank you guys. Period. I love all you guys. Without you guys, I would be even more overweight, and I would do pointless stuff all week. At least here, I get to do a show with good friends.
Dude, that's touching. Yeah. Man. That's pretty awesome, Dor.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
You are home.
Oh, that's right.
Damn. Eric, what do you have to say?
I want to thank all of the developers who've developed all these apps that we bring to the show. And if you feel like talking up your app, come on the show with us. Reach out to us. We will let you on the show. I also want to thank the people at SOKP and the development group and community there for still supporting my Galaxy S3 and giving me a new ROM to install this week. I was really thinking I was out of luck and everybody had just given up on my phone, but the people at SOKP, thank you, thank you.
So you installed a new ROM? You didn't talk about it at all.
I'll save it for next week. I haven't given a good a good, you know, test drive totally yet.
Gotcha. Were you going to say something, Dor?
I was going to say a good once over, but when I thought about it, it didn't really sound that cool.
I gotcha. All right. I would like to thank everybody too. And I love you just like Dor loves you. And Eric.
You turned it creepy, Steve.
You said you love everybody.
I think it's just the Hefeweizen talking. I love you, man.
No, it's not a Hefeweizen. It's a... I can't even pronounce it.
Anymore.
Woodsburger Havluzal.
It's a Woody Wilson Wilkinson burger.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
I want to say thanks everybody for tuning into the show. Really hope you enjoyed it. I do another podcast over at theproducer.club where I talk about dance music. I interview the biggest producers that will actually come on the show and talk to me. And I ask them how they make their music and how they became a success. It's tremendously interesting to me because I get to ask these guys any question that I actually want to ask them about their careers and different things. And they say a lot of things. Sometimes they're like, yeah, you got to edit that out, but it's cool. It's behind the scenes. So if you're into that whole scene, we got some pretty big names coming up. So tune into our podcast. It's called The Producer Podcast. We're on SoundCloud. We're on theproducer.club. And hope you guys enjoy that. In the meantime, definitely, if you're going to buy anything on Amazon, like the Allura Tech Bluetooth thing, go to podnuts.com/Amazon. That link is a lifesaver. It brings revenue into this network, and it's a really, really good thing. So thank you guys for using that, and hope anybody else will continue to use it. All right. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Relax. Do your thing. Eat some food. Get a couple pizzas. I know they're fattening, but hey, it's only going to be one day. See you next week.